Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tim Leary. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Juan Benicas. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Pardo and he is safe. Felder steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGregor spins and fires to second, with Ripken covering, and Felder is picked off. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy bunts towards the mound. Leary fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Malley moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Malley moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Benicas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Benicas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Pardo and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Pardo and he is safe. Gantner steals third. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-0 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Benitez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Benitez reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pardo hits a fly ball towards center. Yount catches it, throws to Riles, who relays to home to get Benitez at the plate. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles bunts towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacy strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to third. O'Malley moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonilla scores. O'Malley moves to third. Lynn moves to second. It's Brewers, 2, Orioles, 2. Bob Gibson now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. O'Malley scores. Lynn moves to third. Murray moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Benitez hits a line drive towards third. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lynn scores. Murray moves to third. Ripken moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Felder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pardo hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. O'Malley hits a pop-up towards short. Ryle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murray is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner bunts towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam pinch hits for Juan Castillo. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam strikes out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Dale Sviam now playing third base. Juan Beníquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beníquez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Beníquez takes first base on ball 4. John Shelby pinch runs for Juan Beníquez. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young throws the ball into Sviam who tags Young trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Shelby moves to third. One out. Ray Searage now pitching. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 0-for-3 in the game. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam juggles the ball. That's an error on Sviam. Shelby scores. Pardo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Orioles. Mark Clear now pitching. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonilla strikes out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. O'Malley is walked intentionally. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Oss now pitching. John Shelby now playing left field. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers. 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.